This is the Friday, December 13th, 2013 version of the Market Plus segment. Joining us now is Naomi Bloom. Naomi, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
One of the topics we didn't get a chance to discuss on the show was cotton. Can you tell us a little bit about where the cotton market is headed?
Yes, cotton had a tremendous rally this week, and part of it was due to technical buying. The other part of it due to concerns that they're not going to be able to find high-quality cotton, and then harvest is still kind of not wrapped up in some parts of the country. So the market looks, where it rallied up to today and in earlier this week, is about right around the 100-day moving average on the charts. And so this is nothing that probably is going to be long-lived. And if you have cotton that you need to sell, it should be sold, because fundamentally, there is still a lot of cotton in the world that is just hanging over the market and will keep the market on the defensive. So that was just the gist of it this week, primarily mostly technical buying.
Now, when you say having a hard time sourcing high-quality cotton, is it weather-related troubles, or what are the problems we're encountering in the cotton crop?
Part of it is weather-related, and interesting is that in China, they have actually amassed this huge cotton pile, right? And it's about 40% of the world's production. It's sitting there. And it's from 2011, and it's really not good quality by any means. So even though they have it, nobody wants to use it. And then the millers there are not buying it. They're just disgusted by it. So the world needs some better cotton right now.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
So China's global stockpile is perhaps less valuable than we'd all been anticipating.
Well, and that might be the one thing that could potentially be supportive in the coming months. You know, maybe people would say, forget it. And so all that stockpiling they did was for nothing.
Right, maybe 40%. We effectively wipe off the world books.
Wouldn't that be just a big difference in the fundamental situation?
Man, cotton might buy some acres back from soybeans.
You never know.
All right, now speaking of soybeans, Doug in North Central Iowa is curious, and we touched on this a little bit on the show, but he's saying what to expect from old beans, and then will we see better new corn prices next year? How do the charts look?
Okay, so for the old beans, we have a support at $13, again, and that is something to watch. And so you need to watch that on the January futures primarily right now. And that's until the first couple parts of the new year. And the important part of the new year is the big USDA report that we're going to be seeing, because that's the summary of the whole year. And there are some people who feel that the ending stocks are even tighter than what the USDA just said, but the issue is that it's not going to matter too much, because it may keep our domestic prices firm into the new year. It could keep us firm through February, but it doesn't by any means mean that we have to see the market go higher than $14. And again, the issue is because of this huge South American crop that is going to be harvested at the end of March that can make its way out onto the world.
If prices get too high, end users will just hold off, shut down for maintenance.
Right.
The typical things.
Yes, that's okay. What we'll see. Mm-hmm.
And then on new corn prices,
I have a little bit of optimism there that we could maybe see even the December contract, because of course with the carry that it has naturally, that might be also a market that gets up near $5 futures. So I'm really of the opinion that 2014 is a year where we start off and we just trade both sides of cost of production, probably for 3 or 4 months, until we have a better idea of what actually is going to be planted. Because then when we have an idea of those planted acres, we can then do the math from there to pinpoint where the ending stocks will be. But the moral of the story is that when you see any kind of a rally this winter, you need to price it.
Right. Get some sold.
Yeah.
Get prepared.
Yes.
All right. Now we've got on the show, you talked about how China's rejection of GMO corn has sort of spooked the market. A couple of times in the past few weeks, mm-hmm. We've had that news. One of the topics that a lot of producers, especially in the Corn Belt, have been talking about has been China's incredible buying of ethanol co-products, DDGs, gluten, these sorts of things. What does the future of that look like? Is that tied at all to the GMO issue?
It is tied, and so far China has only rejected the corn cargoes, but there is absolutely concern that with the DDGs, because they buy so much of ours. And there's even talk that I read earlier this week that said that there's some that are going to be arriving into their ports like next week or the week after. So we're all just waiting with bated breath to see, are they going to reject it or not? Because if they do reject it, that might be one of those things that people in the marketplace say, all right, forget it. Corn's going lower, and then they just sell it down. But at the same time, if they don't reject the DDGs, then that really, to me, confirms that they're playing games and that they need the product, but they're just trying to do what they can do to keep the prices as low as they can for right now.
Okay, so we're just going to have to watch that play out. throughout the rest of this spring.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the meantime, it looks like they're projected to continue buying the co-products.
Yes, for now.
Okay. Now, as a Wisconsinite, you are our native dairy expert. We saw the December dairy's been in the $19 range, December Class 3 milk, for a while. Yeah. Is that going to hold longer term?
This price area will hold for now, and the reason is because of the demand fundamentals. So our export market still is on fire, and that is what is carrying this market. It's not a supply issue. It is demand-driven. So our exports overall from year-ago levels are up 17%. The whey market exports are up 6%. Cheddar is up 16%. The powder market is up 54%. So the demand is all going to China primarily, and also to Mexico. So we're going to probably continue to see that. On a side note, with China easing up on their one-child policy, we'll probably see more powder demand heading that way. And so if you are more into the dairy market, there's Class 3 milk, which is what we talk about, and then there's Class 4 milk. Class 4 milk is what the powder market is based off of, and that actually has a $3 premium to the Class 3 market. And that's not normal. So that just really shows the demand that the powder market has right now. There is a milk production report next week. They are expecting to show larger supplies of milk because production has been so good right now.
Domestically?
Domestically, yes. And so, but because the demand is going to trump the production report. So we're going to continue to see milk stay between $18 and $19 for now.
Now, one of the concerns is that Australia and New Zealand are, I believe we're seeing growing dairy herds there. Mm-hmm. Is that going to eat into us in terms of filling our export demand anytime in the next year?
It is one of those things to watch. So far, it actually hasn't, though. And part of it, I think, is that they just were, the drought had hit them so bad that they just needed to replenish everything at home first. But we will definitely see them start crawling into the marketplace. So if they do take some of our market share, that is something that will affect us. Also, we have to keep an eye on the dollar with all of this fiscal stuff, because that, of course, affects our exports as well.
Certainly. So keep an eye on the 19s for through the first quarter, perhaps, of next year?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Now, one final question before you go. Mike in Oskaloosa has a little more detailed question on 2013 corn. If you haven't already sold, keep an eye out for the 496 level.
That would be, like, best case scenario.
Okay.
Yes.
If... Are there any other tiers between the 425 we're at now and the 496 should start shooting for?
Mm-hmm. I would do some scale selling upward. The next target was 450. And even though the corn price this week had a nice little move higher and then we set back, we kind of finished unchanged on the week. But last week, the weekly charts for corn posted a bullish key reversal, which is the first big bottoming signal we've seen in a long time, and the market is oversold. So this may be a short-term technical bottom. We'll see if we have any follow-through momentum now into the next week. But where you want to do your targets, first one is 450 futures price. So wherever your basis is, 450 is the futures price. If we can get through 450, that 496 number I think is absolutely an obtainable target. At this time, I'll be honest, I would give it only 10% odds, so don't just sit around waiting for it.
So plan on 90% sales at 450?
I would say get aggressive.
Okay. Because that was his other question, is that what percent should I be selling?
Get aggressive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Naomi.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And thanks to all of you for giving us or sending us your questions via Facebook and Twitter. Please continue to send them in. Please continue to tell your friends to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and on the web, and we will continue to bring expert analysis straight to you. Have a great week and happy holidays.